Hello, everyone, and welcome to the September 24th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's going on in the zodiac for September 24th to October 1st and beyond? Mercury changes signs, entering sidereal Virgo on Tuesday, September 26th. Now, this is good news. The planet of the intellect escapes from the influence of its enemy Mars, the planet of aggression and haste. Further, Mercury will be in its own sign, the sign of details and analysis, which promotes rational thinking and making reasonable choices. A refreshing change from a lot of what we have been experiencing lately. For the next couple of weeks, Mercury significations are promoted. Thinking is more rational, decisions more reasonable, media reports are more analytical and discriminating. However, Virgo does get preoccupied with every detail, and this results in overthinking things and not being able to see the forest for the trees. Mercury will be in Virgo for 2.5 weeks until October 13th, when it will then proceed into Libra. Since mid-September, Venus has been transiting in sidereal Leo. On the other side of the zodiac, Neptune has been transiting in Aquarius. Venus has progressed far enough into Leo to be directly opposite Neptune this week. The exact opposition of the two planets is on Friday, September 29th. The planet of love, art, harmony, and guidance is exchanging energy with the planet of fantasy, imagination, and idealism. This is not too bad. Venus-Neptune interactions are good for artistic creativity, idealism in love, and even devotion. But there's a downside to the Neptune aspect. It's also the planet of deception, delusion, and confusion. So, there can be confusion about the romance, unrealistic advice, and guidance that could be misleading. Venus-Neptune combinations tend to promote the rose-colored glasses outlook. In other words, unrealistic. The negative side of this Venus-Neptune pattern is getting a boost from Venus's proximity to Mars, Mars being a naturally malefic planet, which therefore has a damaging influence on Venus, resulting in too much heat, passion, a lack of harmony, and forced agreements. Venus moves a bit faster than Mars in the zodiac, gaining on Mars a bit more each day. Therefore, the combined energy of these two gender planets continues into October. The passion and heat, and potential for disharmony and forced hasty agreements, will still be with us for a couple more weeks. The exact conjunction of Venus and Mars will be on October 5th. So, this provides a kind of counterbalance to the preferred energy of Mercury in Virgo. Also this week, Jupiter will be exactly opposite Uranus. It's the planet of truth, justice, and law in mutual aspect with the planet of freedom and rebellion and sudden unexpected events. The energy of Jupiter is generally positive and therefore encourages the Uranus urge for freedom and rebellion. But going in the other direction, the energy of Uranus tilts Jupiter's justice and judgment towards something unexpected and perhaps controversial. Jupiter is in Libra, an idealistic sign devoted to fairness and balance. Jupiter pumps optimism into the Libra idealism, giving a missionary zeal. Uranus contributes the energy of inspiration, but also disruption. As usual, this energy is available to everyone, so not just your own social idealism. Note that both of the main benefic planets, Venus and Jupiter, are being stressed by being opposed by planets that can produce upset and confusion. Note, too, that in both cases, the outer planets, Neptune and Uranus, are retrograde, indicating that their energy is stronger than usual and more tenacious, in other words, less willing to give in. The planet of truth and the planet of values are both having a rough time of it. This double opposition pattern will be in play all this week, with the energy peaking at the end of the week. In the chart of the USA, the Vedic transit positions are affecting the ninth house, the house of beliefs, laws, and the judicial branch, where Mars and Venus are transiting, opposed by Neptune. The passion of the Mars-Venus combination, plus the lack of reality provided by Neptune, is affecting the implementation of the nation's laws. Simultaneously, Jupiter is affecting the 11th house, giving optimism to the Congress. But Jupiter and the 11th house are being opposed by Uranus, the planet of rebellion, which happens to be in the 5th house, the house of the nation's amusements, sports, games. So, a pretty rambunctious week coming, full of passion, missionary zeal, rebellion, you get the idea. Things will calm down somewhat when we get into mid-October. And now, once again, my little pitch for donations. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. And if you are on a mobile device and don't see the card, you can go to astrologynewsreport.com and click on the donation button there. Thanks. And until next week.